He leapt into the lake, would not wait for anyone's answer. The heaving water covered him over. For hours he sank through the waves. At last he saw the mud of the bottom, and all at once the greedy she-wolf, who'd ruled those waters for 50 years, discovered him, saw that a creature from above had come to explore the bottom of her wet world. She welcomed him in her claws, clutched at him savagely, but could not harm him, tried to work her fingers through the tight ring-woven mail on his breast, but tore and scratched in vain. Then she carried him, armor and sword and all, to her home. He struggled to free his weapon and failed. The fight brought other monsters swimming to see her catch, a host of sea beasts who beat at his mail shirt, stabbing with tusks and teeth as they followed along. Then he realized suddenly that she'd brought him into someone's battle hall, and there the water's heat could not hurt him, nor anything in the lake attack him, though the building's high arching roof. A brilliant light burned all around him, the lake itself a fiery flame. Then he saw the mighty water witch and swung his sword, his ring-marked blade, straight at her head. The iron sang its fierce song, sang Beowulf's strength, but her guest discovered that no sword could slice her evil skin, that runting could not hurt her, was useless now when he needed it. They wrestled. She ripped and tore and clawed at him, bit holes in his helmet, and that too failed him. For the first time in years of being worn to war, it would earn no glory. It was the last time anyone would wear it. But Beowulf longed only for fame, leapt back into battle. He tossed his sword aside, angry. The steel-edged blade lay where he'd dropped it. If weapons were useless, he'd use his hands, the strength in his fingers. So fame comes to the men who mean to win it and care about nothing else. He raised his arms and seized her by the shoulder. Anger doubled his strength. He threw her to the floor. She fell, Grendel's fierce mother, and the Geat's proud prince was ready to leap on her. But she rose at once and repaid him with her clutching claws, wildly tearing at him. He was weary, that best and strongest of soldiers. His feet stumbled, and in an instant she had him down, held helpless. Squatting with her weight on his stomach, she drew a dagger, brown with dried blood, and prepared to avenge her only son. But he was stretched on his back, and her stabbing blade was blunted by the woven mail shirt he wore on his chest. The hammered links held. The point could not touch him. He'd have traveled to the bottom of the earth, Edethko's son, and died there if that shining woven metal had not helped him. And holy God, who sent him victory, gave judgment for truth and right, ruler of the heavens once Beowulf was back on his feet and fighting.